I'm going to just bring a very quick message, but a vitally important message, and it wouldn't be right to gather here and sing these wonderful carols if the word of God wasn't proclaimed clearly. So I'm looking at Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. Matthew 1, 22. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophets. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son. And they will call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Can we just pray, please? Lord, I just pray that in the short time we're together, you will communicate to our hearts. We realize, Lord, that there are more than just words that need to be spoken. We know, Lord, that hearts have to be conscious, Lord, of your truth. We pray, be with us now in Jesus' name. Amen. This is what Christians celebrate at Christmas time. Exactly this. A virgin gave birth to a baby boy, and the world has never been the same since that once never to be repeated event. A paradigm shift took place in human existence on Christmas Day. Christianity starts with a virgin birth. And having said that, I do realize that that very statement is going to force everybody here to realizing whether or not they are Christian believers or not. People very often struggle with this fundamental Christian belief. I've got a friend, nice fellow, he's not a Christian, he's a good friend of mine. And I remember him saying to me once, he said, I love Christmas, but I don't want all that religion dragged into it. I want to celebrate Christmas and have a good time, and I love all the festivities and the get-togethers and the crackers and the fun, great. But I don't want to have to believe in this Jesus' miraculous birth, this virgin who gives birth somehow in an inexplicable way. He said, I want Christmas, but keep baby Jesus out of it. Now, I know there are many people that will think that way. Listen, Christmas is great. It really sells, doesn't it? You see it on the TV and everything. Everybody loves Christmas, regardless of religion. But there are many who just can't believe this bit about Mary and the virgin birth. Now, it's great to have everybody here this evening with us. And listen, I say this in all honesty, regardless of what you believe, whether you believe or you don't, it's good to have you here. But having said that, I have to make this very clear. We here in this church are absolutely convinced that Jesus was born of a virgin. We literally believe that. We don't believe it in some hypothetical, figurative, symbolic way. We literally believe this happened in an event in history. Christ was born. In fact, this is the bottom line of Christianity. The miracle of Christmas. A baby was born, and not just any baby, but a baby born miraculously. As the Bible tells us, a baby who will be born and called Emmanuel, which in the Hebrew language translates God with us. This is what we celebrate as Christians, Jesus' miraculous virgin birth. Okay, now you might be thinking, hold on a minute. How can anybody really, literally believe this? I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist, do you, to know the birds and the bees? Even the little children here will know that you need a mummy and a daddy for a baby to be born, don't you? Mummies can't have babies without a daddy helping them. You know that, kids, don't you? So how can grown-ups believe this? Really, really believe it? You know what? I believe this as if my life depended on it. I really, really do. In fact, there are millions of people out there, and listen, they're not all dumb. There are some pretty bright people out there that are absolutely they're convinced about this. They've got no problem about the virgin birth at all. You know, I'm sure most of you grown-ups will know what I mean by artificial insemination. You know, it's very possible for a scientist to enable a woman to become pregnant and she's never even met the man that brings it about. That's very possible. Artificial insemination happens all the time nowadays. It's common knowledge. We talk about cloning. You may say, oh, but you're not wriggling out of it that quickly. In order for a woman to be pregnant, even if it's artificially inseminated, you do need the male seed, don't you? In order to impregnate the female egg, you still need the male seed. How do we explain this? I heard this from a Christian cosmologist. And you know what? He's absolutely convinced. I'll show you his credentials and all the rest if you want it later on. He said, if you break a seed, a male seed, down to its subatomic levels, and it's right down to tiny little particles, it boils down to bits of information, bits of programmed, configurated information. Now, if the one who programmed all of the information in this universe together, because when you boil everything down to tiny particles, it's information, particles configured in various ways. If the one who configured it all simply speaks a seed into an existence, is that conceivable? I think it is. But you will say, oh, but the virgin birth is, it's just not acceptable. I find it so difficult. Well, just hear me out. I'll say it again. The virgin birth is the taproot. It's the very foundation of what Christians believe. And we call it the incarnation. And it's essential to the Christian faith, because everything else we believe about God as Christians hangs on this one thing which we call incarnation. Or as the Bible tells us here, a virgin shall give birth to a son and call his name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Christmas was when God somehow became one of us. Now, I have to tell you this. If you don't realize the reality of what I'm going to tell you now, as much as we're glad to have you here, I'm going to challenge you. You can get me later if you like. I don't believe you know the real magic of Christmas. You do not know something that the church has known for 2,000 years that's absolutely staggeringly profound. And I'm going to try and explain it to you now, very briefly. All I ask is that you switch off your skepticism for a moment. Forget about virgins not being able to give birth, and just hear me for a moment. The day that Jesus was born into this world, something happened that changed this world forever. A paradigm shift in existence took place. and something that offers the human race not only dignity, but hope for the future. What happened when Jesus, this little baby, was born of a virgin? This happened. Mary was the mother of Jesus. Jesus was a flesh and blood baby, just like any other baby. But who was the father? Who was the father? How was Mary impregnated? The Bible says God breathed his spirit into the womb of the Virgin Mary, and his only begotten son was conceived. His only begotten son was formed physically in the womb of Mary. Jesus was born in the flesh by the power of the Holy Spirit. Or as we read in our text, Emmanuel was born into this world. God became one of us. When Jesus was born, God physically entered the universe. You may say, well, what does that mean? How many bakers do we have here tonight? Any bakers? Jesus explained the Christmas miracle in this way. He says this in the Gospel of Matthew. He says, the kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour and worked it in until it affected all the dough. Now, bakers, tell me, when you put a little yeast into a bowl of mixed flour, what happens? That substance is radically transformed. The whole substance becomes something of a different essence. It's transformed. Now, when Christ was born in this miraculous way on the first Christmas, when God became a man, a fusion took place. Eternity. Now listen, even if you're not a Christian, you have to believe that time is closed. Outside of time, okay? Eternity was fused together with time in the body of that little boy. Spirituality was breathed into organic biological life. Divinity was born into humanity. In that little baby, a fusion took place. A blending together of two absolutely alien essences. In other words, God made himself in the birth of Christ a part of his own created universe. That which is beyond was fused into that which we all know. Jesus was blended. God and man in Christ are somehow one. Remember that old Boney M. song, Mary's boy child Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day? Remember? And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. There is a profound truth communicated in the Christian message, and I appeal to you, not only you children, but you grown-ups, just stretch your minds a moment and think about what the Christmas story is telling us. When Christ was born on Christmas Day, the yeast of eternity was blended into the world of time and space, and the world will now never, ever be the same again. The conclusion of the incarnation is yet to be realized, but the glory of Christmas is the promise in seed form. And that is what we celebrate at Christmas time as Christians. The virgin birth, even though it's not cool nowadays and the BBC don't dig it and all the rest of it, it's central to the Christian faith. And it communicates the fusion of eternity and time in a helpless little baby. And that's what we're celebrating this evening. And that's why we invited you visitors to please come and share with us as we celebrate the incarnation. And we do thank you all for being here and singing so beautifully with us tonight. But let me close with a bit of a challenge. I bet you knew there was going to be a bit of a challenge somewhere. This is my challenge to you. When I say to you, Happy Christmas, what does that mean to you? For many people, a Happy Christmas is a good season of Christmas with nice food and families getting together and presents given and all the tinsel and all the fun. And if that's what you understand by Happy Christmas, I want to wish you all from the bottom of my heart a Happy Christmas this year. May this year, 2017, be a great Christmas. May you really be blessed with family, friends, food, and all the rest of it. But having said that, there's a world of difference between somebody who's in a festive mood and someone who realizes the truth of the incarnation, the virgin birth of God's only Son. In fact, the world that you live in right now, the world that you're going to go home to right now, will be a totally different place depending on whether you really believe in Christmas or you don't. Do you? Are you able even just to get a sniff of maybe some reality in what I'm saying? About 1,700 years ago, an ancient church father, his name was Athanasius of Alexandria, and he explained Christmas in this way. You don't get much of this on modern Christmas cards, but he explained Christmas like this. He said, on Christmas, God took part in human flesh, so that human flesh by grace could participate in divine eternity. There was a fusion, and it was found in the birth of a little boy who would grow up to give his very physical life to all those who would believe him. If you know that, then I know for certain you will have a very, very happy Christmas. And for those of you that even now find it hard to believe a virgin birth is even conceivable, hey, I've just planted a little seed. You can talk to me afterwards, and maybe we're not all so crazy. Let's pray together. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will just burn the wonder of Christmas in our hearts, even if it's not understood in an intelligent, logical way. May its reality burn into our consciousness and give us a sense of what we are celebrating tonight. Amen.